Well, today we want to look at Matthew chapter 3, starting to read in verse 13. In case you haven't been listening along, we have been studying the life of Elijah and John the Baptist. And first of all, we considered Luke chapter 1, where the angel Gabriel came to Zechariah and announced that they were going to have a baby boy. They were going to name him John. And he was going to come in the spirit and power of Elias. We've been studying Elias and John the Baptist. So here we go. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven, saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Here was John the Baptist. It says he was at the river Jordan, because there was much water there. He was baptizing, and he, as it seems, he baptized many, many people. There were a few that he didn't baptize that came to him. We looked at it earlier, the Pharisees and Sadducees, they came. They didn't match his criteria of a new life, of repentance, of metanoia, which means a complete change of mind. If we change our mind, we also change our life. And he rebuked them. He said, bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. And he turned them away. Now here was a different dilemma. Here came Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Lamb of God, he that taketh away the sin of the world. He came to John, and John didn't know what to do with him. This man didn't need repentance. He didn't need a change of mind. So it didn't seem like it was right to baptize him. He wasn't of the category that he was looking for, those that were sinners and had repented and turned away from their sin, which is what baptism is about, and being separated unto God. And this one, being separated unto God, here is where Jesus did fit in. He, not that he wasn't separated before, but this shows his humanity. He was both fully God and fully man, but in his humanity, he could decide to be totally for the Lord. He could make that decision. He wasn't so far removed from humanity that he was just perfect and he couldn't help it. That's just the way he was. No, Hebrews tells us he was tempted in all points like as we are. And in all points, that means he was tempted to serve himself. He was tempted to sin. He was tempted to depart from the Lord and in all points like as we are. That's in many ways. So he was able to make the statement to all the world that he was separated unto God. He had decided once and for all that he was going to do only the Father's business. And baptism was a seal of that decision. In that way, it was right for him to do it. Jesus said, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. I don't claim to understand exactly what he meant by all that, to fulfill all righteousness. But it was part of righteousness for him to be baptized. Now, lest we think that baptism is a
ritual or a sacrament that we can just do it even though we don't understand it and find grace thereby, find God's blessing. It must first come. It must come after repentance from sin, a change of mind, separation unto God, and then be done as a testimony to the world that we are done with the world, we are done with sin, and we are going to serve the Lord the rest of our life. When Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens opened, and the Spirit of God, like a dove, came down upon him. And then the voice from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." He had that testimony that he was doing the right thing. He had the testimony of God's blessing upon his life. We too can have that. No, we're not going to be likely to hear a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." We don't expect that. But we can have this testimony, just a clear testimony that we're doing the right thing when we go through baptism, when we make that decision to fully serve the Lord and make it clear to those around us. Just a little bit yet on the following chapter. It says, "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil." Isn't that amazing? Here he was baptized. He separated himself unto God. He made the decision clear to all the world that he was going to be God's Son, and he was going to do God's work and be in his will. And God testified that he was well pleased with him. And just like that, the devil comes. It takes him away. And actually, I should take that back. It says the Spirit led him up into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. That's an amazing statement. God does lead us through temptation. He leads us in ways that we are tempted. James tells us that God doesn't tempt us with evil, neither is he tempted with any sin. But he allows the devil to touch us and to lead us into temptation. But Jesus was victorious through this, and he testified of the Lord to the devil. He resisted him. He used the word of God rightly and commanded him to get away. Told him he will worship the Lord God. Him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. So when we make that clear decision and make it known to all the world that we are following the Lord God and serving him, then we can expect to be tempted. Because the devil does not like that clear testimony. And when he can take one down that had a clear testimony, he does more damage for the kingdom and more discouragement to other believers than if he takes one away that never was a child of God. So beware. Expect the battle to increase, to get hotter when you make that decision clear. But the grace of God is there. Oh, the grace of God will strengthen us. It will be sufficient. It will help us through. And when we come through temptations, then we only are made stronger and more fit to labor and to do higher things and more likely to be humbled, free from that terrible sin called pride. So may the Lord add his blessing. May he receive all the glory and honor. And I want to be back yet again and just make a little bit more application tomorrow on this thing of repentance, baptism, renewal of life, and total decision for the Lord. So that'll be it for tomorrow, and this is it for today. May God bless you.